right in our tracks. It's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Jerry, I'm picky. Those that are not good at being bad, why we can't have nice things, takes us to the sports world, Heather Lee.
Oh. Time to talk about sports.
So over the past couple of days, Major League Baseball, if there's one rule in sports, professional sport, amateur sport, if you play the sport, you can't bet on your own sport.
No way.
Can't do it.
Uh-uh. Big trouble.
But now the NFL and the Major League Baseball, and they're all brought to you by FanDuels and the like and stuff like that. It's out of hand, perhaps. Well, sports books and Major League Baseball yesterday, sweeping thing. They have ruled out and basically stopped 98% of the U.S. betting market when it comes to what they call these little parlays or these tiny little bets that you can make.
Yeah.
And I mean, pitch by pitch, you can bet on how fast the pitch is going to be, where the first pitch, if it's going to be a ball or a strike in a game.
Mm-hmm.
You can do this on the third pitch. You can do this on the 63rd pitch. You can bet on almost anything now, legally. Unless you're a baseball player who is throwing those pitches. Cleveland pitchers Emmanuel Clase, Luis Ortiz, indicted on Sunday. U.S. District Court in Brooklyn. They are on major, major trouble for this. As it looks like they have swayed these little tiny bets that... They say the problem is because they're so tiny and don't influence necessarily the game's outcome, they get away with that. Oh, the first pitch was a curveball. Well, some guy in Dominican Republic wins $460,000 on that. It does flag it. They're in trouble right now. Last month, 30 people plus in the NBA were arrested, including Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups. In a takedown of gambling operations, rigged poker games, and mafia connections.
I mean, maybe they just need to pay all these professional athletes more. Perhaps that's the problem.
By the way, the people that own your Dallas Mavericks also are the Caesar's Palace folks. So, so far, the game of pickleball still okay. Nobody's wagering on pickleball.
Baby, it's cold outside, or was. That polar vortex caught most of us in the South a little off guard, but especially down in Florida, where they need to do more than just drip those faucets when things get chilly. It's back again. It's the falling iguana warning. The lizards go into a temporary state of immobility.
So weird.
This causes them to drop from the trees. Floridians are being warned to watch out, or maybe they're just in awe after watching you play pickleball on YouTube.
That's perhaps.
See?
I knew somebody that got hit by one of those one time in Florida. Yeah, and I said, well, there you go. That's why you're in Florida.
Dum, 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 dum.
Speaking of Florida, dude was arrested last week, Robert Cash Lewin. He was once, and this was a big Florida thing, but it's certainly something any market can relate to. He was the CEO and founder of 1-800-411-PAIN.
PAIN.
That's the number you call for injury, settlements, and lawyer. He didn't walk around with a hammer.
He's not
he
a lion.
He just brought the pain.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Robert Double Lewin. Dog dare you.
Well, it turns out that's been defunct for a couple of years, and he was arrested last weekend after he brought a gun on the campus of a high school. The company was a lawyer referral service at the time back then, the PAIN funds. But he wasn't hard to identify when they were looking for him. His license plate still says 411 PAIN!
Dum, 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 dum.
It should be said.
You know, there's a lot of careers where sucking one down on the job is perfectly acceptable.
Oh, you're
Have
gone.
A drink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Being responsible for the safety of an entire plane full of people, not one of them. Margaret Lake was a flight attendant on a flight from San Francisco to London. This did not go well. She had to be hauled off by emergency responders when they landed and had a blood alcohol level 10 times the limit to work on any aircraft.
How you doing?
They actually qualified as severe intoxication.
Mm.
She decided to put in her notice after 26 years on the job.
Oh. go hang out with the iguanas and fall right along.
I mean, you get jealous of the folks in first class.
Golly. Well, another transportation issue. Let's go to New York, as a New York man stole a FedEx truck and then subsequently went on a pretty much a wild crash-filled joyride in this FedEx truck before stopping it, getting out. And Dominique Bullock set his sights on his next target, his next mode of transportation. Because why not? Ambulance looks fun, too. He jumps in the ambulance, takes that, crashes into multiple vehicles, and then fled on foot. Looks like he got away for a minute, but then bizarrely returned to the scene and attempted to take the ambulance back. He really wanted the ambulance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's an ambulance. There's a lot of technology in there. Fun stuff.
No injuries were reported, but I think there's something damaged with that guy. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Ambulances.
Florence DeJean of Boca Raton, Florida. Uh-huh. There's a lot. There's extra Florida today. I do apologize. She doesn't play around. She was walking through a crosswalk and says a Porsche went over the line. She did not appreciate this and then took matters into her own hands.
Ooh.
Confronted the driver and began hitting the car with her cane. The 69-year-old woman was found nearby yelling incoherently and is now being charged with criminal mischief and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Wow. Huh? I wouldn't cross her.
You remember those bumper stickers? Tease me about my age and I'll beat you with my cane?
Yeah, I don't think I'm playing that lady in pickleball.
Yeah, Florence, come on.
Ew. And then finally, Florida. This was unplanned.
Sorry, Florida.
Is it just the Matrix telling us what's true? 44-year-old man in Florida has been arrested after he opened fire on three others with a gun after an argument happened outside of a bar. Thankfully, nobody hurt.
Thank heavens.
He's a horrible shot, it turns out.
Make good choices.
Didn't hit anybody. The Peter Riera opened fire on three people. Sounds like all of them had been drinking. Sounds like it had been jovial for most of the night. But an argument broke out there at the end. See, Peter raises chickens. And the group was apparently arguing about how many eggs chickens can lay. Peter had his opinions. He felt he was right. Others disagreed. Peter takes this stuff way too seriously.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Thankfully, we never got to the chicken or the egg debate because that would have set Peter over the edge. Let's kick it, chicken.